World Food Program and FAO did a joint rapid food security needs assessment with the Syrian government. This assessment has shown us that 3 million people are in need of food, crop, and livestock assistance over the coming year. Out of this number, we have 1.5 million people that need urgent and immediate food assistance over the next 3 to 6 months, especially in the areas that have been hit hard by the conflict and where we see a large population displacement.
And WFP representative and country director in Syria says that during the mission visit to Al-Hasake, even the richest family in a village reported having food stock for only one more month. Should we fear the worst for vulnerable people?
The situation is actually very bad for many of these families. The humanitarian situation on the ground is deteriorating. One-third of the rural population is facing very difficult times in feeding their families and putting food on the table. Economic implications of these losses are quite grave. I mean, it's not easy when a country is facing all of these civil unrest and at the same time recovering from many years of drought. The northeast of Syria and Hasaka has particularly faced 5 consecutive years of drought.
And the assessment reports that as many as 3 million people are in need of assistance over the next 12 months. Which area are most affected by the crisis?
Mainly the rural areas. So the rural areas of Syria are affected by the crisis all over the country, whether it is in the northeast, the southeast, it is all over the country.
And what are your worst scenario right now in Syria?
Scenario is that if we are not granted safe access, if we don't have enough funding to address the needs of these people immediately, the situation will get worse. We could see the Syrian agriculture completely dying, as well as, of course, the nutritional status of many families will just go completely the wrong way.
The joint mission final report says that the Syrian agriculture sector has lost a total of $1.8 billion this year as a result of the ongoing crisis. What are the effects of these major losses on a daily basis?
Yes, as you mentioned, the report has said that $1.8 billion have been lost in the agricultural sector this year because of the ongoing crisis, which includes losses and damage to crops and livestock. And the strategic crops which the country depend on, such as wheat and barley, have been affected, as well as all of the fruit like cherry and olive trees and vegetable production. This means that we have 3 million people who have lost their livelihoods. Farmers, small herders, which is one-third of the rural population, in addition to 10% of this number is female-headed households. So we really have a difficult situation of families that have already been suffering, going really on a more difficult situation.
You are talking right now about the female-headed household, but FAO and WFP are saying that particular attention need to be given to this female-headed household and migrant workers, small farmers, Bedouin. Why?
Particular attention needs to be given to female-headed households and migrant workers and small farmers, as well as the Bedouins and the herders, because the livelihood of these people in these places are in serious threat due to lack of employment opportunities and the depletion of their income. Also, there is the sharp drop in remittances to rural households, which was coming from neighboring countries when the men went outside to work in the neighboring countries and send income to their homes. And now that has completely disappeared. So we see another blow to an already vulnerable population, especially in the northeast and northern governorates.
What's WFP and FAO doing to address the food insecurity, and what kind of support are you providing to farmers?
WFP has launched an emergency operation which started in October of last year to cover the food needs of vulnerable people affected by the events in Syria. We started with 50,000 people and progressively scaled up. Now we've reached over 500,000 people and we aim to reach 850,000 people this month. We've planned to further expand this operation as access to the affected areas will allow. And at the same time, FAO has provided support since December of last year to over 10,000 small herders and farmer households, maybe close to 82,000 people. And both agencies are facing difficulties in funding these operations. Keeping in mind is that we need to continue to further upscale so that we're able to reach all of the 3 million people.